You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Michael K. is on the radio today. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
Oh yeah, it's a Friday. You know what that means. February 23rd.
Yes.
2024.
All day.
Oh yeah.
So much to do.
You have no idea.
So much to talk about. Really unbelievable. Let's start out with those Garden teams, baby. Don started the 9-game winning streak. Don continued the 9-game winning streak with wins number 8 and 9 in a row. And they've beaten the Islanders and the Devils, and they own the city, and they're coming close to owning the NHL. They've righted that little hiccup that they have, and they are back. And they are better than ever, Don, as the Rangers beat the Devils in a big way last night.
And myself and Anthony Pusick did game misconduct today. Nice Zoftic 47-minute podcast. How about that? And we had our weekly rankings, and we had the Rangers ranked number 2.
Who's
in the National Hockey League? The Florida Panthers. But the
Rangers, 6-7 series, the Panthers beat them? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, right now, I think the Panthers are the best team in the NHL. But we're talking about the Rangers, and they're right there. 9 straight wins, throwing their body all over the place, getting great goaltending from Shesterkin, even had an assist in last night's game.
And the kid they brought up loves the brawl.
I don't know if you saw the hit, Michael. Rempe hits Bastion in the head, gets a 5-minute major. He's not going to be suspended. But here's the problem with these hits. He's 6'8". There's a very good chance that if he hits anybody, it's going to be near his head. Bastion's bent over, and so he's not allowed to check anybody? I mean, isn't there context? Is it just if the head's hit, you're automatically suspended, you're automatically thrown out of the game? Or can there be context to every physicality? And I looked at it. It's along the boards. He's reaching for the puck. Rempe hits him. He tucked in his shoulder. He tucked in his elbow. And the head was, I don't know if it was targeted. It was hit. But, you know, Bastion's a big kid. He's 6'4", but Rempe's 6'8".
And on skates, he's probably close to like 7 feet.
Right, but, you know, Bastion's on skates too, but no, he's leaning over to get the puck, so now he's probably more of a 6'2", 6'1", player, and you talk about a 7-inch difference, I don't know, so you just can't hit anybody? So at 6'8", you're not allowed to hit anybody, but whatever.
Well, he is known as a guy who likes to scratch.
Well, he likes it. Listen, he's the one that, after the first goal of the stadium series, they dropped the puck and he got into the fight with Matt Martin.
His first NHL action.
So, listen, Trouba's hitting people. And they played terrific. The Devils had a 5-minute major, and the Rangers killed it. And that was pretty much the game, because then when the Rangers got a power play, they scored 4 seconds in, lights out. So 9 straight wins. They got a chance to tie the franchise record tomorrow afternoon in Philly against the Flyers and maybe break it on Sunday in Columbus. I'll be on the call for that one. And they have completely erased any concerns from January. First place, right in the conversation.
And it looks like Shesty has straightened himself out.
Well, the fact that he had the assist, because Dave brought this up there in a broadcast, when he's clearing the puck, when he's involved in that way, because he's one of the best stick handlers in the league, that's when you know he's feeling. That's when you know he has confidence. So he's playing tremendous, and you know, Devils and Islanders are in clear trouble, and the Rangers have taken care of business against both of them, and we'll see if they can tie the franchise record tomorrow. Let's get the playoffs going here, because if the playoffs started today, you'd feel terrific about the Rangers' chances.
And you don't feel great about the Islanders. They're running out of road. So they lose yesterday. They got shut out. They're running out of road to make the playoffs, Don.
Yeah, Blues scored 3 goals in 32 seconds. So you get shut out. St. Louis is a good team, but you got to win games. The Islanders blew a 2-goal lead against the Penguins the other night. They won the game in overtime. They blew the 3-goal lead against the Rangers. They're just not playing the kind of hockey that makes you believe they're going to make the playoffs. Same with the Devils. They're just too young in all the wrong spots. And I know it's February and it's kind of the dog days of the NHL now, but there are teams that need wins. Islanders need wins. Devils need wins much more than the Rangers do, but it's the Rangers that are playing, you know, the best hockey right now in the NHL. Longest winning streak. Like I said, one shy of a franchise record. Lafreniere is playing out of his mind right now. There's a lot going on that you got to feel
good
about.
Don, how recently were people disgusted with this team?
Nine games ago.
Literally nine games ago.
Well, when they
he's crazy.
Well, they started the winning streak on January 27th in Ottawa. So what is it today? The 23rd. So yep. Probably about 3.5 weeks ago, we were talking about Shesterkin and not re-signing him. We were talking about the team, you know, being in free fall, and now they put it together. He put up or shut up, and now they're playing some tremendous hockey. And we'll see whether how long this can continue, because Carolina's playing tremendous too, and they're just 6 points off the pace with the game in hand. So let's have some fun with this team.
It is kind of amazing how narratives can change so quickly. And, you know, Peter just brought up the Ranger narrative. But remember, a couple of years ago, Nick and Ranger fans, mostly Nick fans, James Dolan has to sell the team. They can't win with him as the owner. Well, the Rangers are doing great. The Knicks over the last couple of years have completely righted the ship. And the one thing I always said about Dolan, it might not be great to work for him. He might be a tough guy to work for. But he wants to win. He's not one of these owners that doesn't want to win. He just kept choosing the wrong people to run his franchise. You know, Phil Jackson, Isaiah Thomas, the whole deal. Awful. Awful, awful. He finally got Leon Rose. And now you look what the Knicks did yesterday. I hope Omar from Brooklyn is happy, because the Knicks, you know, slapped around the 76ers again. Now, they were up by 26, and they ended up having that lead whittled to 6. But, hey, I don't get nervous about that. That's the NBA.
I was about to say, Michael, that's every game. I don't care,
Peter,
who the team
is.
Peter,
it's the NBA, and people go, you know, they almost gave the lead up. So what? Did they give the lead up? No. They're doing it without their front court. They're doing it without their starting front court.
Listen, in football, you get really concerned if every week your team almost blows a lead. In basketball, Don, 75% of the time you watch a team that's up 20, they end up winning by 8 points. It's just the nature of this league. The bottom line is from the second I turned it on to the time it ended, it was a wire-to-wire win for this team. And Jalen Brunson continues to look MVP level. That rest, Michael, the timing, like I said, if you're going to run into an injury situation, you don't want to, but can you have it fall the week before the All-Star game? It worked out really nicely. Jalen looked rested and good last night.
Well, all I know is that, you know, you feel good about the Knicks and the slide. We all know why they had the slide in the first place, because of the injuries. And now this could become a destination. Why? Dolan didn't sell the team. It's a destination now because they're winning. Now, if you want to blame Dolan on the losing, okay. But fact is, if this team's winning and this team's hot, this becomes a destination. It does. And I don't know if Dolan has anything to do with them winning. I don't know if he had anything to do with them losing. But I never heard one player say they didn't want to play for the guy. Outside of Charles Oakley, I never heard too many other players really complaining about Dolan. I think that was just a narrative because it was the one constant over a lot of losing. But now you got the same owner who's got one of the hottest hockey teams in the league and a basketball team that, if they didn't get hurt, they'd be the Cavaliers. Yeah. Right? If they didn't get hurt, they would have rattled off 18 out of 20 and would be sitting in second place in the conference. So they're finally starting to make the right decisions. Both of these organizations, Rangers a little bit ahead of the Knicks as far as making those right decisions a few years ago. And now, it's got that kind of mid-90s feel again. In the mid-90s, when the Knicks and the Rangers both own their respective sports in popularity and chance to win, and we're starting to feel that now. That this could be back like it was 30 years ago, where the Knicks and Rangers are a real conversation in New York.
Well, I mean, maybe we're looking at 94 again, when, you know, they were both in the finals, and the Rangers won and the Knicks lost. But the Knicks are now just one game out of third behind the Bucks, and they are 3 in the loss column behind the Cavaliers for second. They play the Celtics, who they're 10 games behind. Celtics have just 12 losses, by the way. They're 10 games behind. Celtics are in first place in the Eastern Conference. They play them tomorrow night at the Garden, nationally televised affairs. The first nationally televised game for J.J. Redick. He will join Mike Breen and Doris Burke, so it'll be interesting to see that group. But we're watching what the Knicks will do. And, again, you can't judge it perfectly because, as Tom Thibodeau said yesterday, they have to play really hard and really smart basketball to win because they're still missing Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, and OG Anunoby. So for them to do it, you saw how they won yesterday. Bogdanovich was magnificent. 6 for 6 from 3-point. That's what they got him for. DiVincenzo came back from injury. He looked good. They kind of eased Hartenstein back. They wanted to get him to 21 minutes. He played 11. The one thing that concerns me without Randle is that you saw how teams are going to handle Jalen Brunson. They're going to double him all the time. And he shot terrible from the field yesterday, but dished out enough assists and got enough points and got the ball to other people. But without that true, scary scorer, they are going to double Jalen Brunson. That's the way they've come up with it. That's what they did last night. The game that they lost right before the All-Star break, they did that as well. The opponent did that. So that's the thing you have to watch for. He turned the ball over a lot, and he shot a terrible percentage. You don't want to wear him down. That's why you need Randle and Anunoby back as quickly as you could get him. But that's a nice win. That's a nice win. I think I saw that the Sixers in their entire season have trailed at the half by double digits once to every other team. To the Knicks, they've done it twice. So the Knicks might have the 76ers number, and the 76ers are not a team that could win without Embiid. As great as Tyrese Maxey is, they need Joel Embiid to be a top-level team. They might not even get him back. At least the Knicks know they're getting back Anunoby. It looks like they're getting back Randle, but it's a question of when. That was a nice win yesterday.
No, it's a great win, and I really am curious to know where this team would be if they didn't get hurt. Now, I don't think they'd be with the Celtics, but I think they'd be a heck of a lot closer.
Yeah, they'd be closer than 10.
They'd be the Cavaliers. Cavaliers got red hot, and the Knicks were just as hot when everybody got hurt. Now, I guess the difference between the Knicks and the Rangers are 1 point back of Vancouver and Boston for the best record in the NHL. The Knicks are not quite at that level where I think the Celtics are clearly the best team in the East, so that's going to be really tough to get by. But still, I think if healthy, it's much more of a conversation. And the hope is they get these guys back with enough time to gel once they get to the postseason, or at least have that first round matchup that can be a chance to gel and avoid having to play Boston in the first couple of rounds. That's the key. Save it for the conference final. And by then, you're healthy, you've got the chemistry, and that gives you the best shot in a 7-game series.
And you know that he's finally got the team that he dreamed of. And I'm talking about Tibbs, because the Knicks held their opponent under 100 points for the 15th time this season. And that's the second most such games in the NBA. Only the Timberwolves, who are a legitimate championship contender, they've held their opponent under 100 points 16 times. So they play defense. They play it well. And they're doing that yesterday without Anunoby, who's a great defensive presence. This team only has an arrow that can go up. Right now, you're hoping the arrow is kind of sideways. For a while, it was dipping low because they had missed too many people. They had lost DiVincenzo. They had lost Bogdanovich. They'd lost too many people. But they're a relentless squad. They play hard all the time. Despite what Omar from Brooklyn said yesterday, Tibbs is considered a really outstanding coach. So I loved everything about that game. So congratulations to the Knicks. Congratulations to the Rangers. And somewhere, I know people don't believe me, Jacque Vaughn is giggling. Because the team that played yesterday under Kevin Ollie, same old stuff. They didn't even try. They gave up all fast break points. There was no effort. There was no second effort. Even Ben Simmons called the team out. Can't play like that. So as Sean Marks said, you can blame JV all you want. It ain't him. That's the roster. Huh. It's the roster.
Yeah, that's not a great team
enough
in Toronto.
No, it's not. So, awful. Awful. And if I got fired and the team I was on continued to do poorly, I'd love it. Love it.
Oh, you've made that very clear.
Of course I've made it clear, and I continue.
It hurts because I think that you're close enough to Peter and I that you would have a little hope that we would do well. But, Peter, I can't act surprised.
No.
We would be the collateral damage in what would be a daily prayer of demise for this show.
Yes.
Wow.
In the words of Morris, the late, great Morris, you're hurting me.
I don't want to go there, but you're probably right.
All right, so speaking
please
of hurting.
Oh, this, is it, we going where I think we're going?
Yeah, yeah. Because we tell everything about our life here.
Real quick, before you say it, I should have said this before the show, Anthony. I'm sorry. Without giving away anything, I need you to get on the Google machine and just load into the system something that sounds like this. All right, continue.
Okay.
So, driving home last night.
Oh, I hear you.
And I got to tell you, I was a little tired. We did some heavy lifting on that show yesterday. Got into some heavy topics.
There was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. It was a great show.
Good show this week.
But it was a heavy lifting show.
Sure.
And I get in the car, and the West Side Highway is essentially a parking lot. So it takes me about a half hour longer to get to home. So I pull into my garage, and I get out of the car, and I see that I have not pulled the car in enough to the garage, so I can't close the door on the garage. So I stand in the back before I get back in the car to move it, and I'm seeing how much farther I have to go. And as I'm looking at the car, and like the back of me is outside, and then the car is halfway in the garage, or like 7/8 of the way in, I get smashed in the back of the head.
Oh, what the hell?
And it was obviously, there's no other reason, it was obviously a bat.
What?
Yeah.
Like a baseball bat? Like somebody threw a bat at you?
No, I don't live in that kind of neighborhood, but it was a bat.
See ya!
A flying rat. And I go, oh, man. So I'm reaching for the back of my head. I don't feel anything. So I end up moving the car up. I go inside and I tell Jody, and she doesn't want to alarm the kids. So she's looking at through my hair in the back, and there's no blood and there doesn't seem to be any puncture wound. But for those that don't know, you know, it's a scary proposition when you live in a wooded area and there are bats involved, because you could die. If you get bitten by a bat and you don't know, and then you don't get any treatment for it, then 2 days you're gone. With rabies, 2 days. So Jody said, maybe you better go to the hospital. So, I mean, I was all ready to, like, hang out with the kids, nothing. I walked in, walked back out, drove to the emergency room. Drive to the emergency room, go in. The doctors were great. They go, there's no blood, and it doesn't seem like a puncture. So I said, okay, good. So we don't have to do anything. And they said, no, we have to do something prophylactically. And I said, English? They said, well, just to make sure. Because even if a bat doesn't bite you, if it brushed up against you, the bat's saliva carries rabies.
Oh, boy.
So I said, okay, let's do it. Not knowing what let's do it means, right? So they put me on a scale, which I was wondering why they did that.
That's already unfortunate. Go ahead.
So it was 225, which I'm proud of. 6'4", 225.
Oh, you know what?
Strapping,
good
looking
for you.
Man. Yeah.
Good for you.
And they go, okay, we'll bring in the medicine. Now, Charlie, we thought had been bitten by a bat 2 years ago, and we took him to the hospital because he did have, like, marks. And gave him two shots, and then he had to come back two other times. I felt bad for him. So the nurse comes in about a half hour later. Okay, we've prepared the serum. I said, okay. And she's carrying 6 needles, the size that you give horses steroids with. I said, why that many? My son only got 2.
Right.
Well, your son was 45 pounds. You're 225. It's done by virtue of your weight.
Oh, boy.
They put 2 in the muscle of my left leg, 2 in the muscle of my right leg.
Okay.
1 in my left arm, 1 in my right arm. I have to go back 3 more days for more shots, for a total of 9 shots. So I had asked the doctor before time, because I always work out at night at home. So I said to the doctor, I said, after I get these shots, would I be able to work out? She said, you work out at night? I said, yeah. She said, yeah, there should be no problem. I said, okay. So they give me the shots. I attempt to stand up. You talked about a baseball bat, Don? It was like I'd gotten hit with a bat. I couldn't stand. I was in such pain. And the doctor came back and said, you said I could work out? She said, oh, it's a little sore right now. It was sore all night, but when I woke up, it was fine. But just be careful with bats. That's my story. Maybe I become a superhero. I'm not quite sure. Maybe I'm that guy.
Now you got me worried, because I don't know what their seasons are. But I never see any bats in my neighborhood until the summer. because we got the pool.
Right.
So
you
at,
go
night,
out there at night, yeah,
we've got a lot of trees that are around the pool, and I guess they hang, and then they always, I guess they think it's a place of refreshment, and they'll swoop down to take some of the water from the pool.
Oh, really? You see them do that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's, I kinda, would freak out.
But they don't do it when you're in the pool, because they're probably twice as scared of us as we are of them. But if like we're hanging around outside, and you see them swoop down. I've never had them come close, but now I'm worried that it could happen. And I guess that's the procedure now. If I get clipped, go to the emergency room.
Go to the emergency room, and they'll cripple you. They'll cripple you.
Now,
it was
so
scary.
Now, I had gotten wind of this when the mass text came out. It was the second intermission of the Ranger-Devil game.
Right. And they're talking about the Rangers and the Knicks, and I was sitting in the hospital room. I said, please fill me in on this stuff, because I'm in an emergency room. I think I got bit by a bat.
And it was just, it's such an interesting story, right, Peter, of all people. And with all the talk of, you know, Michael's size, that, like, if it could happen to anybody. And,
no, but it could, that's the thing. It's,
right,
it's the
bat
the
could have been minding its own business, and the head just got in the way. Yeah,
that's what
know.
I'm saying. That right. Poor bat didn't stand a chance. If anyone went to the hospital last night, it should have been the bat.
There's a chance the bat's no longer with us. Might have had the strength to get out of the area, but somewhere there's a dead bat in your yard. I'm telling people the story, and the first thing that, like, did somebody throw a baseball bat? Like, they're not thinking an actual bat hit you in the head.
But it wasn't like he flew full force into my head. You just felt it brush up against the hair. So I guess I was in his space and, you know, kind of brushed my head. And I could have gambled because they didn't see a puncture wound. I could have gambled and not done it. But then I said to the woman, I said, well, how long does this serum last? They said 2 years.
Oh,
I said,
nice.
So I could play with bats for 2 years.
Right, you start making out with them.
Yeah, I can make out with a bat. And then I get the superhero powers, I think.
Well, every superhero origin story started in a similar way.
Well, I don't want to be Adam West Batman. I want to be George Clooney or Michael Keaton Batman.
I'm Batman. You want to be
that one. Even Ben Affleck Batman. I'll take that.
Michael
Keaton. But not Adam West.
Drives home. Is hit by a bat. And emerges as Batman.
Now, I can't even get into, like, everything, and I haven't even told you guys everything.
Oh,
the last 2 weeks have been an absolute hellscape for our family. Hellscape.
Oh, no.
And I said to Jody, I said, can you believe, I mean, starting with, you know, well, we go back a month when my car got destroyed in an accident on the highway, and then I drive into the, you know, I drive into the garage and ruin that, you know, that car. And then other things I haven't talked about. And I said, Jody, we have like a black cloud over us or what? She said, you know what? We're all alive and none of us are disfigured. You have to look at it like that.
See, that's
because you have a great wife.
But it is scary when every day something else bad is cropping up. You got to put out some fire. I mean, really, I deserve a lot of things. Did I deserve to get hit by a bat yesterday?
Well, I can think of one person that was rooting for the bat yesterday.
Who?
And that was Jersey Mike.
Well, no, he'd want Peter to get hit by a bat. He just doesn't like me.
He didn't have any love for you.
But he didn't hate me. He hates Peter. Peter's a low-life sleazebag.
Well, wait. You don't have to quote him verbatim.
Well, yeah. I don't like to misquote people. That's what he said. Still doesn't have the cuñones or the call.
The cuñones?
Cuñones.
Cajones.
No, there's different ways to pronounce it.
I don't know.
I'm half Italian. You're no Italian.
So you're doing the Italian one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because mostly, I think people are usually doing the Spanish one.
I'm doing the Italian one.
Got it.
Hey, Bay Ridge Honda, your go-to Honda dealer serving the five boroughs of New York, is celebrating President's Day with their Dollar Down President's Day event. Drive home a brand new Civic or HRV with just $1 down, or keep your current ride running smoothly with $1 oil changes. Shop the Dollar Down President's Day event only at your President's Award winner, Bay Ridge Honda. Online at BayRidgeHonda.com. $1 down payment with approved credit for well-qualified buyers. Not all will qualify. Oil change plus tax, shop supplies and disposal fee, diesels and some models higher, limit one per customer up to 5 quarts of oil, no further discounts apply, see dealer for details, ends 2/29/24. Hey, Empire Outlets is the place to be this winter to shop, dine, and experience. Located steps away from the Staten Island Ferry, Empire Outlets is easily accessible to all New York City and New Jersey residents. Shop at outlets like Nike Factory, Nordstrom Rack, Banana Republic Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Gap Factory, Levi's Outlet, H&M, Guest Factory, and more. Dine at restaurants including Wasabi Hibachi Steakhouse, Nori Sushi Shop, Shake Shack, Hazel's 423 Food Truck, and Bake Culture. Visit EmpireOutlets.nyc to learn more and follow on Instagram at Empire Outlets.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. 3:30 in the big city. Let's get your phone calls. 1-800-919-3776.
Michael, one important question before we go to the people.
Sure.
Friend, my dear friend and listener of the show, G-Spin, reached out.
Yep.
He was concerned because he said he didn't think that bats in the area that we're speaking about usually came out this early in the season.
Well, they do, though.
He also is terrified on your behalf. He said nothing scares him more in life than bats. Quote,
me too. Tell G-Spin I am in lockstep with him.
He said,
when we moved into this house, right, I brought somebody in because there are bats in this area. And I said, I want to bat-proof the inside of the house. And they gave me this outrageously high number to do it. And I said, do it.
He said, kill them all. I don't care if they're good for the environment. Absolutely gross, filthy creatures. Now, Greek has weighed in. He said, flying squirrel, perhaps? What are your thoughts?
They carry rabies, too.
Yeah, but I don't know if their saliva is as dangerous. So if you weren't cut, I don't know if they would give you the shots.
Don, would you say, first of all, how did Don just make that guesstimation, Michael? And you took that at face value. Don just randomly guessed that a flying squirrel would be less rabid than a bat.
Yes.
And not only did Don do that, but Mike went, mm-hmm, yeah.
Because when Don says something, I believe he's got some real gravitas behind it. He stayed at Holiday Inn last night.
Well, because here's the concern. I mean, maybe I'm giving misinformation.
You are.
But the things that you're concerned about with squirrels, obviously rabies and the fact that you can get bit. And the thing that I always heard about squirrels is they don't let go. If they bite you, they hold on.
See, that's why I felt the flapping. I mean, I've never seen a flying squirrel. I've never
you felt the
seen
flapping.
A picture of it.
You didn't mention flapping earlier. You felt the flapping.
I felt the flap like go through my hair, and it was like that.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like a bat.
God, Michael. I knew
a
that
bird's not out at night.
Oh, boy.
Petra, tell G-Spin, me, and his cousin Spot, we're all in lockstep.
Oh, my God. Don, are you kidding me?
Really?
You Don Michael,
went
save it for
there?
Air, for God's sake.
And that made the air.
It had to make the air. You can't dump that.
What did I say wrong?
Well,
you know what? Just leave it. Just let it be.
I like what you did, Michael. I'm with you.
Thank you. A lot of people are saying they're sending out back signals for me when they need me. I love it.
You had to expect this kind of response.
You know, I'm just glad I'm alive. I mean, I'm a little sore, but I'll take it. Now I could play with bats and flying squirrels for 2 years. Let's go.
You know what? That's better without the music. I love what you did there. Whoever, what was that, Jacob?
Jacob's a very smart man.
Yeah. I love what you did there. We need that throughout the day. That was great.
Let's go to Bernie in the Bronx. Bernie.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
How are you?
All right. I'm doing great, Mike. I'm looking forward to Sunday and hearing you on the game.
Thanks.
First of all, I'm not calling today with a question, but a comment on yesterday's show, the latter part of the show. I watch every day, and I call fairly often. And I'd like to just take a minute to compliment, from the beginning, Anthony, when he answers the phone, treats you like a gentleman. And you guys are number one for one reason. You treat people with respect. We all ask questions throughout the year, and sometimes we get nonsensical and stupid. But yet you guys answer us and show us the respect. And it's really great to watch every day. I'm 76 years old, and you guys are part of my day every day.
Well,
and yesterday,
great.
Peter, I was proud to hear you speak up on the carton thing. It was a side of you that I've been waiting to see for a long time. It took a long time for Don to rub off on you. But it finally happened. Yeah,
well, this is interesting.
Again,
wow.
Thank
just
you,
want to compliment you on letting us into your lives. And it shows you make us part of this family. And it's it means a lot to older people like myself.
Thank
you,
Bernie.
So, gentlemen, enjoy your families and have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you, sir.
Very nice.
Bernie, now, Mike, you have to understand something.
Yeah.
That call is tremendous because I have literally been contemplating all day going on the air today and actually saying that I had regrets about yesterday's show.
Really?
And why do you have regrets?
I don't feel bad about anything that I said at all in terms of the merit of the words that I used. I thought it was fair and reciprocal based on what has been said about me and about our show. But I'm 44. I hope to be a dad sometime soon. I'm trying to grow up. I have hung on to so many sort of things that of people that have quote unquote wronged me. And yes, I do consider Craig to be in that category to some degree. But like, even though I think what I said was fair and sort of deserved, I think I'd be better served sort of forgiving people and moving on. And I know this is like very serious. Don, I'm sorry.
Somebody saw a shrink today.
Oh,
I did. No, he had to switch and do Wednesday. I couldn't even see him today. This all was me.
Well, you know what?
I'm 19 years older than you.
I have children, and I'm still a vindictive little imp. Don't worry about it.
okay, fine. I appreciate it. Thank you, Michael.
If somebody wrongs you, it doesn't matter what age you are.
Like I said, I think everything I said was beyond fair and inbounds. But at the end, I'm like, I don't know. Do I end up coming off as nasty and bitter when, in fact, I'm a very happy, grateful person? I just think sometimes there are bullies in this industry who never get their comeuppance. And sometimes things need to be said. But sometimes afterwards, I feel like, do I need to be the one to say it?
Yes, you do.
Or am I better off just
because I won't say it and Don won't?
Well, so you were happy. So in other words, you didn't say it, but you were proud of me is what you're saying.
Well, there was part of what you said that I wouldn't co-sign on.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh.
I'm curious.
What, the end?
No, I would just never go off on a kid.
But the kid's gone off of me. The kid's an adult, and he's gone off of me.
I get it. Still, that's the one thing.
I gave him like three passes.
Now, how old is he?
And he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he's not going after a 12-year-old, Michael. He's a grown-up.
Well, let's go to conceited.
I didn't go off on...
Go ahead.
It's like going off on Marco. I didn't do that.
Let's go to Conceited in West Philly.
I'm on the air.
Oh, sure.
There he is.
Yeah, I'm on the air with Mr. K and Mr. LeGregor. Listen, hold on. 1 second. I listen every day. First of all, I'm better because I'm from Philadelphia, West Philly. But I just have questions for all you. Well, I have a question for Michael K and Mr. LeGregor. I'll get to that. Never reprimand for Peter. It's crazy how you talking about bullies, right? And that's basically what you did to me. You probably don't remember. Uh-oh. You don't remember Conceited, Cocky Conceited from Philly? Like, we had a bet. This is way back, so I understand if
what
you
we,
don't
what we, what did we
you
bet?
Don't remember.
What
did we bet? Listen, I'm about to tell you. It was right after the Celtics. It was either at Summer Jam or it was at Powwow's. I used to rap. I was in there with Button. I could have signed with Young Money back then. I was young.
I remember you. By the way, you have the most Philly voice of all time. Continue.
Oh, yeah, you are already. But listen, no, I'm not mad. It was only $100, but I bet you that the Lakers, you said Boston was going to repeat, and I told you, you know, it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow,
I just wanted to let you know,
old.
But I listen every day, like every night. I listen to the podcast because I'm in Philly, so, you know, sometimes in the morning when I'm in the bathroom. But Mr. LeGregor, real fast. I'll stay on hold. If you want to pay me, it was only $100. You can step it up to a nickel or a dime. We know you got it, Peter. You know what I'm saying? I'll stay on hold so Anthony can get my information. But
okay.
Mr. LeGregor.
How about this? How about this? How about free tickets and beverages at my Philly show that I'm doing the WrestleMania weekend?
Oh, yeah, we can definitely do that. I'll stay on hold. Listen,
all right,
Mr. LeGregor.
Yes.
Breaking Bad, right? I know. Listen, that's my favorite show of all time. But I'm curious, do you know how Brock was poisoned?
Do I know how The Rock was poisoned?
You don't know who Brock is?
Who's Brock?
Brock is the little boy, the Spanish, whatever something.
Yes.
When he was poisoned, that's what I'm saying.
By the flower. What are those flowers again?
Oh, so you do know. Okay, yeah. All right. So you do know. A lot of people wouldn't know that because they show it at the end of season
they
four.
Show it at the end.
They show it. They don't explain it, but they show it, though. That's what I'm saying?
Yes, and that's what he fed the child, and then you see it at the end of the episode.
Yeah, you see
what
it at
called
the end of the episode,
again.
But everybody does it. I'm telling you, everybody doesn't peep it. Hold on, one more. And Mr. K, I'm a big fan of yours, too. I'm a little iffy, but you cool, though. Listen, are you related to Tony's mom?
Tony who?
The Sopranos.
No, why?
Oh, all right, I'm saying that. Listen, I'm not trying to. I watched The Sopranos. I didn't watch it because of your.
What, the actual mother?
Like,
the woman who played his mother? The actress?
Yes, I'm splitting image, bro. Like,
no, I'm related to
what?
Danny Aiello. I'm not related to that woman.
Oh, what's her name again? I gotta look it up.
You know, she used to play the head of the newspaper in that show on CBS? Lou Grant. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to look her up. That's her name?
Her name's not Lou Grant.
She was on the show Lou Grant, which was a spinoff of Mary Tyler Moore, believe it or not. But it was a serious
show. Ed Asner vehicle, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, by the way.
Nancy Marchand.
Yes. Liv Soprano is Nancy Marchand. And I have to tell you, she does look like Kay.
You could see that if you found out they were related, you wouldn't be surprised.
No, that's actually, Nancy Marchand is actually Andrew Marchand's third cousin. Yeah.
By the way, I need Conceited on the show again at some point.
No, I enjoyed it. You know
that.
What? It went on too long.
No, I think it did.
It was his first time getting in. It was a bit long, but I will say, it was entertaining.
You got to establish a foundation as a caller. So you kind of take the long first call. Now
right.
He's established himself as an actual character, and now you can have a time limit on it,
but
I think that was an important first call.
Don, that's what I'm saying. Conceited from Philly, he had a story with me that I, for some reason, believed to be true. By the way, Conceited, I believe you were hung up on. I will take care of you. Send me a DM. I'll make sure you go to the show. Number two, he hit Don with a really random and detailed part from Breaking Bad, which shows real listener attention he's been around. And
what
then,
is the name of that flower, by the way? It's happened recently. They've had to be dug up because kids have like eaten it and died. It's
I don't
a
even
thing.
Know.
Well, but I can't think. Somebody else let me know on social media.
I think it's the Lily of Valley.
Lily of the Valley.
Yeah, Lily of the
Valley.
Yeah,
that's it. Good job, Jacob.
That dude could have been Petey Crack on the phone. He sounded so Philly. It was unbelievable.
Richard in Manhattan. Richard.
There you go.
Michael, Don, Peter, have you guys read Mushnick today?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Every
right,
day.
Two things.
I'm good.
All right, two things. First is an opinion. Bob Wischusen, he is a great announcer. He's a homer, but we love him because he's a Jet homer. That's why we turn the radio on. And not only is he a play-by-play man, he's an analyst. He questions everything, whether it's the Jets or the opponents. You got to love this guy. I've been listening to sports for so many years. He is the greatest radio announcer I've ever had because he makes you think, and I love it. And I love
terrific.
The fact that he's a homer. All
but
right,
Phil doesn't line. Like that he yells a lot.
So what? Big
Phil
deal.
Has no taste.
He's a Jet. Don't watch the game on TV and watch Nance and Romo. Those boring guys. I can't stand them. But anyway.
Oh,
now,
my God.
Richard coming in hot.
I love it.
The other thing, Peter, you're going to love this, too, because you won't know this. He puts down Caitlin Clark's record, and he's comparing it to Pete Maravich.
Yes.
And the two facts that he says are true, but he leaves out the most important one. Now, he says that she played 4 years, which is true, and she played with the benefit of the three-point shot. Now, nobody was a bigger Pete Maravich fan than me.
I believe
Maravich,
this.
Cassius Clay, Sandy Koufax, Joan Namath, Bobby Orr, these were my heroes in the 60s because they were not only sports stars, they were entertainment stars. Pete Maravich was fantastic, but Pete Maravich did not play against black ball players. He never played with a black ball player. Only when he came up north here and played in the NIT and a couple other games when they play other teams from the north did he play against black ball players. So how could you leave that factor out when you compare him to Caitlin Clark? I'm not going to say one way or another, but you've got to give all the facts, Mushnick. And I love the guy. I love reading his column because it's entertaining. But he forgot that fact. Maravich never
shocking.
Played against the best ball players in America.
He never played. I want to get this straight. He never played against a black player in college. I find that hard to believe.
Oh, no, he did, but only from northern schools. The SEC was segregated, Michael, 1967. Are you kidding? Charlie Scott was the first black ball player in the ACC, and I think that was in 1970. A lot of those players went to predominantly black college schools like Willis Reed.
The UTEP team was 66, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They were the first team that had a starting five of all black ball players. And Kentucky didn't win a championship with a black ball player until 1978. You guys know the story with Bear Bryant. He didn't recruit black players until they got killed by USC in 1971. And he knew that he was doing something wrong recruiting-wise.
But one thing, though, Richard. I mean, I think Caitlin Clark is great. I don't want to ever disparage someone who's in the middle of greatness. But Pete Maravich was not allowed to play as a freshman. All right, so that takes some of the argument away. There was no three-point shot, and the guy was a logo shooter before that was such a thing. So he would have had 6,500 points. So it's definitely hard to, dismiss him and say, well, she had more points than Pete Maravich. He didn't play 4 years, and he didn't play without the three-point shot. So I know, it's a hobby for people to jump on Phil. That's not a bad point. He didn't have a three-point shot and didn't play as a freshman.
But real quick, what was the point?
The point was that Pete was saying that she's the greatest scorer ever and, even better than Maravich. You can't say that.
But were people
really
– Were people really specifically being like she's even better than Maravich, or just really heaping praise on her being an iconic player? And is it shocking that Phil had to pour water on this awesome celebratory moment for this woman who appears like she may be a transcendent player?
Got shot down yesterday in a blowout to Indiana, by the way.
You are so weird. Don, is there anything worse than Michael? I mean, let's be honest.
Is there anything worse than Michael?
Oh, my God.
Listen, everybody's anointing her the greatest of all time. I mean, there are great basketball players before. She might be the greatest right now, but the greatest of all time? And Jay Williams saying, well, she didn't win a championship, can't be that. I don't agree with that either. There's a lot of great players that never won a championship.
Well, that was
Patrick
a yo-yo
Ewing,
point.
Karl Malone.
There's a ton of great players. John Stockton.
Go on and on.
Is it Barkley, Ewing? There's so many.
She is going to be to, wait, hear me out. She's going to be to the women's game significantly more important than Maravich was to the men's game. And Pistol Pete is very important, but he's not a top 10 player all time.
He's
top 10 college player.
He's one of the greatest college players of all time.
One of the greatest college players of all time. But this whole story for Caitlin Clark has the chance to be something really, really special.
Hey, why don't you tell us about BetterHelp, Peter? Because obviously you spoke to them today.
I did not, actually, Michael, and I did not speak to any therapist today. Thank you for bringing it up. However, this is a message from our friends at BetterHelp. And I've talked about this before, and I frankly will talk about it again. If you've thought about therapy, BetterHelp is a great, great option for you, all right? Maybe you want to work on relationships, personal, professional, romantic, maybe a relationship with yourself, whatever it may be. Therapy is such a great place to do work. And as I said earlier, I still have work to do on myself. Everyone still has work to do on themselves, but it's hard to do it alone. So if you've been thinking about going to therapy, consider giving BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible, suited to your schedule. Fill out a questionnaire. You pick a therapist, and you can switch it anytime for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate. All right? Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Well, I got bad out of here.
You know what? Jeez. That was like a bat out of hell.
Like a bat out of hell.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, it's game time. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. No local action, not even St. John's. That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cask matured Irish whiskey.
Sure.
Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glass up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. So you know what I watched part of yesterday that I'd never seen before and wanted to see? I got home from the hospital, and you know my bedroom's on the second floor of the house. And I simply could not stand the pain of walking up. So I sat down and put the TV on. And you know what was on? Creed. I caught it right at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched it right through when he talked to Rocky at Adrian's restaurant. And I said, you know what? I'm going to tape the rest of this. I've never seen it. It has the potential to be good.
Creed's very good.
You know what I got out of it? I look at Michael B. Jordan, right?
Right.
And I go, that's the body I don't show people. Like, I always have suits on or whatever, sweatshirts. That's how I
look. Oh, you think that you guys physically look similar is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah, sure.
I don't see it at all.
6'4", 225.
I think you have the eyesight of the bat that hit Michael yesterday.
That you're saying I have the eyesight of the bat.
No, Peter does if he agrees with you. I mean, I understand you want to be confident in yourself. But if Peter sees Michael B. Jordan in you, then I'd have to say that those glasses need to be stronger, Peter.
Mike, Mike will be cut. Let me tell you what.
No, Michael is a different. He's a special kind of guy.
Let's go to Hirsch in Valley Stream. Hirsch.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Wonderful. You?
Listen, there's a million things I can talk about sports-wise, but I'm gonna hit on the most important thing, which by far is Michael's near brush with death. His because it definitely was the potential of rabies, which is real. And this, I say this, by the way, with no cynicism whatsoever, because I myself have an enormous cranium. I always have. I wear a 7 5/8 hat size.
Wow, I'm sure you're Bruce Bochy.
I'm sure Michael. Yeah, it's a large head. So I really think what happened yesterday, and Michael, you can certainly debate this, but my hunch is there's currently either a maimed or a dead bat somewhere.
I agree.
Wondering what in God's name happened, because there was a certain clearance that this bat was used to having, and he totally was blindsided, he or she, by that enormous cranium coming out of that vehicle. He probably thought he had a good 3 or 4 feet, and next thing you know, he's fluttering around that coif of hair on Michael's head, and he had no idea what was coming. So I know it's serious. I hope Michael is well, but I really do think that this bat was definitely blindsided yesterday.
You know, Hirsch, you bring up some salient points, but one thing, you're a 7 5/8. I'm a pinhead compared to you. I'm 7 3/8, okay? Wow. That's number one. I don't have a big head. I have a long face.
That's right.
So if you want to say the length of my skull, okay, I'll go with that. And I could have gotten in the bat's way. I'm not saying it wasn't my fault.
Well, I mean, by the way, stop acting like 7 3/8 is miniature. I mean, that's a nice size head to start out with.
It is.
Well, Bruce Bochy is 8 1/4.
Well, okay, Bruce Bochy is the gold standard.
Right. Right. But I mean, a lot of baseball players have 7 1/4, 7 3/8. It's not that huge of a head.
You're not a freak, Michael, is what
I'm
we're
not
saying.
A freak. I've got an elephant man length head.
But the bottom line is it plays big. You know what I mean?
Wow. Let's go to Patrick in Mayo Pack. Patrick!
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great. You?
Excellent, excellent. I'm just going to talk to all you guys, but maybe Don will answer as it's a Rangers point. Mm-hmm. As a college student about to turn 20 in a couple weeks, I've seen some great Rangers teams, including that 2014 Cup team, even back in 22 when we lost to the Lightning. But I feel like this year's got a different feeling. We're playing with some vibes. The Netminders, obviously a two-headed dragon with Eeyore and Quick. And then Rempe and Edstrom have given us some great energy right now. So I just want to know your thoughts on that and how you think this team's going to pan out.
Now, before Don answers that, Patrick, I've got some questions for you. You're about to turn 20, right? How do you have the confidence and the word search to sound as authoritative as you do? What do you want to do with your life? You sound very intelligent.
I appreciate the compliment, especially coming from you. I've actually called in before with a couple points. You might not remember, but I called in during the NFL playoffs talking about the Chiefs and the Miami Heat, which that panned out an excellent take from me. But I'm studying business administration right now up at Binghamton. So I'm not entirely sure, but I've been around sports my whole life. Well, I still play
you're
basketball.
You're a very, very here, confident so. Teenager. Very confident. I love
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Don, what's the answer?
Well, we talked about this a couple of years ago when they made it to the conference final. You look at that 2014 team that went to the Stanley Cup final and the 2015 team that won the President's Trophy as kind of like the gold standard of the Rangers over the last decade or so. This team is much better than those teams. Now, we could see if Igor Shesterkin's going to be Henrik Lundqvist. We have to wait and see on that. But they didn't score like this team did. I mean, it was Rick Nash. It was a young JT Miller. It was a young Chris Kreider. You know, Ryan Callahan. They had nice players. They had nice structure. They played a good, hard, gritty game. This team can play gritty. They can play physical. But they've got top-notch offensive players in Zibanejad, Kreider, who's got 29 goals, Panarin, who's got 76 points. They're just a much better, well-rounded team. Now, we'll see if they can end up going as far as those teams. But this team is really, they check a lot of boxes. They do. But it's hard to win in the NHL because the regular season is not necessarily comparable to what happens in the postseason. But and there's some little things that they need here. But this is a really terrific, balanced team that is, I think, just a couple of pieces away from really confidently saying they could be the best team in the National Hockey League. I think they're that good. They just have to find that consistency and find that break and make that key move at the deadline to put it all together. But I think this is a terrific hockey team up and down. I think much better than one a decade ago.
All right, so coming up, we're going to ask all of us whether or not the status of Saquon Barkley has been changed because of the information that became available today. So stick around for that. I don't also want to tell you that Anita Marks going to be live from the park at UBS Arena. That's tomorrow, February 24th, starting at noon. That's before the Islanders matinee matchup against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Join the New York Islanders for every thrilling matchup in March. Take advantage of special ticket pricing for upcoming home games at UBS Arena and be there for all the exciting action on the ice. Get your tickets today at NewYorkIslanders.com/March. Hey, Empire Outlets is the place to be this winter to shop, dine, and experience. Located steps away from the Staten Island Ferry, Empire Outlets is easily accessible to all New York City and New Jersey residents. Shop at outlets like Nike Factory, Nordstrom Rack, Banana Republic Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Gap Factory, Levi's Outlet, H&M, Guest Factory, and more. Dine at restaurants including Wasabi Hibachi Steakhouse, Nori Sushi Shop, Shake Shack, Hazel's 423 Food Truck, and Bake Culture. Visit EmpireOutlets.nyc to learn more. Follow on Instagram at Empire Outlets.
In 2024, you get more at Ramsey Mazda, more selection and more savings. For a limited time, they'll waive your first lease payment. Lease a new 2024 Mazda CX-90, just $399 a month, and now get your first lease payment on them at Ramsey Mazda, Route 17 North in Ramsey. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Call 833-853-2970 for lease details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN R11454-18. MSRP $41,565. Ends 2/29/24.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.